You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Music Month. Speaking of New Zealand Music Month, New Zealand T-Shirt Day is happening at the end of the week, and we're joined by someone who's going to talk about New Zealand T-Shirt Day and New Zealand Music T-Shirt Day, I should say, and Music Helps, which is a awesome music therapy institution here in Aotearoa. We have Bailey Wiley on the line joining us from their office up in, I assume, Tamaki Makaurau.
Yes, morena, Radio 1 listeners, morena.
Hey man, how are you doing this fine morning?
Good, I was just saying to you, I'm just sitting in the sun next to a window, I'm feeling good.
That's mean, that's a good way to start the day. Great way to start the day. I started the day getting up in a room where one of the windows is sort of broken, so it's a bit cold. But we do what we can.
Yes, we do.
I want to briefly mention a track that you released in 2022 called Put D'Angelo On. What's your favourite D'Angelo project?
All of them. I don't think I've got a favourite. I can't.
There's no hierarchy here. It's just...
Yeah, there's no hierarchies. Yeah, I love them all. Yeah.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. You've been in the New Zealand music industry for about 15-ish years, maybe a little bit longer. You received a Master's in Creative Arts in mid-April. How are you finding juggling being a musician, a mother, and a lecturer over at, was it Whitecliffe College?
Whitecliffe College, yeah. I'm a lecturer at the School of Creative Arts Therapies at Whitecliffe College, and I'm also a mama and a musician, and I don't know, I just think it's, life is just full of trying to find a balance, right? And I guess we kind of just have to let ourselves be pulled in the direction we feel like we need to go at the current moment, and I'm just kind of guided by that.
Yesterday I had a chat with an artist who is also a mother, and she just released a new track, and I asked for any advice for other mums who are musicians, and Mosey, who I interviewed, she said, just take your time with things. There's nothing to rush, like, just take life at it as it comes, and the music will come to you when it comes to you. Do you find that some advice you can sort of relate to?
Yeah, that totally resonates with me. I think, you know, after I had my first child, I felt this pull that I needed to be back doing the music, and then I realized that my children actually needed me more than I thought I needed the music. And so I kind of took a step back and spent some time being a mama, then I spent some time doing my master's in creative arts therapy, and now I'm back and I'm writing a new album, and there's just all of these new tools that I've now got and all of these new experiences that I've acquired. And because of that, the music has evolved, and it's different, and it's beautiful, and you know, we kind of as artists need to give ourselves some grace, you know, to become and to evolve, so then when we level up and we create our music again, and I don't know, it kind of is a true expression, I guess, of who we are. So the in-betweeny time, the transition, is the most important time.
Totally. I read that your music therapy practice is centered in the creative disability space. What does that look like?
I would love to say that I'm a music therapist, but I'm not a music therapist. I am a creative arts therapist. So I use all mediums and modalities, and because I am a musician at heart, I weave in music into my sessions. And I guess, you know, in the past few years I was diagnosed with a disability. So I have this really deep passion to work in that space of disability alongside people. And it's beautiful. The work is so beautiful. And, you know, music speaks this language that that everybody can tune into. And so for people, often, you know, for whaiora and people that I work with, sometimes we don't have the words. We don't have the words to express ourselves in the present moment because it can be confronting or make us feel really vulnerable. But music has this ability to kind of transcend and traverse over that. And that's the work. That's the mahi. And that's why I do it.
That's beautiful, man. We're here to talk about Music Helps, which is a pretty awesome non-profit music therapy organization here in Aotearoa. You have experience either side of music therapy. But firstly, is it fair to describe Music Helps as sort of a music charity who do, you know, do stuff right across the board, from music therapy in schools and music in prison programs? Is that sort of a fair characterization?
Yeah, I would say so. And also I think that they, how would I put it? I would say that Music Helps is is the entity that is holding all of us musicians when sometimes we can't hold ourselves. Mm-hmm. So they have kind of created this really beautiful kaupapa of nurture and wraparound for artists and also for community. And because of them, when things get a bit wobbly for people like me or other artists, they have been able to hold and nurture us so we can continue to follow the path that we should.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been the recipient of their services?
Yes, I have. Mm. I have, and that's why I feel so deeply about what they do. And they were just held me with such grace. It was so beautiful. And what they do is incredibly important for our community as musicians. Yeah.
Mm, for sure. Is there any, with your creative, to bring it back to your creative arts therapy practices, are there any particular models or philosophies that you follow?
Models and philosophies. I mahi from a person-centered approach. So I believe that the answers are within the person that mm-hmm. I'm working with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see myself as a therapist. I'm really just like a bridge between them and their creative portal. So my job is just to uffy them and guide them. But the answers are within them. And that's where the transformation can happen.
Mm, that's lovely. And you've been doing it for about a month or so?
I'm a newbie. So I finished my master's last year. Mm-hmm. And then a month later, I was really lucky to be hired as a lecturer from the school that I studied at. And so I am a lecturer 4 days a week. And then I've got my private practice on my fifth day. And in that I work in group settings. I work with individuals and yeah.
So cool. So
it's a pretty amazing job.
It's such a dope job to have. I heard from a little bird called Charlotte Ryan that there's some connection between Music Helps and New Zealand T-shirt Day, New Zealand Music yeah. T-shirt Day. What is that connection there?
The connection, I guess, is just reminding people, you know, that this really beautiful music is out there in our community, and that music has this beautiful ability to heal and bring people together. And so we just want to highlight that. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So on Friday, we request that that our community and our wider community show up and put their New Zealand T-shirt on, music band T-shirt, and yeah, just pull focus on how beautiful music is and how it can change our lives and bring us so much joy.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I heard it's also a fundraising event. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know a lot about that part, but I do know about the connection and the community part.
Every T-shirt worn brings us lots of money.
Yeah, for the greater good of the music and the people. How about the people? Bring it back to the people.
I'm into that. How many New Zealand band T-shirts do you think you have?
Oh, to be honest, I actually don't have that many. Like, I've got quite a lot of hip-hop ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or New Zealand music T-shirts, I should say.
Yeah. No, yeah, I've got quite a lot of hip-hop music T-shirts, but I need to acquire a few more.
Mm. That was me at the start of last year, and now I have about five different music New Zealand shirts. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a vibe. That's good.
Mm. Yeah, well, going from zero to something is always great. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on the program. Do you have any music that we could expect to hear coming down the pipeline in 2026?
From me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm like deep in this new album that I'm writing, and yeah, there's some really beautiful stuff kind of, I guess, coming from that. So I can definitely say that you will be expecting music from me soon.
Alrighty, well, can't wait to hear it, man. Thank you so much for coming on the program. I really appreciate your time. Have a great day, man.
Thank you. Take care.
Cheers, Doc. That was Bailey Wiley. We're talking to Bailey Wiley about Music Helps, music therapy, creative arts therapy, and New Zealand Music T-shirt Day, which is on this Parade Friday. It closes out New Zealand Music Week, which is a whole-ass fun time. Coming up on the program, we have Clowning Around, which will be happening at 9:45. But first things first, we're going to get back on the R&B hip-hoppy train and play some Bailey Wiley. Here is Bailey Wiley with Sugar, featuring Mellow Downs. You're listening to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi, Mā Te Wā. Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking I need a break.
And this time last night I tried
to do right by you and focus on my love, my touch.
Do right by you.
I've been thinking I need.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.